Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Don't forget Beat the Bank coming up in about 30 minutes and R5, the Lynch family. They'll be joining us on the phone or ISD online in 15 minutes. Talk to them about the movie that's only in theaters today.
Cool.
Only today. Big verdict yesterday. A jury ruled that ex-Patriots player Aaron Hernandez was guilty of murdering Odin Lloyd, who was shot 6 times back in June 17th of 2013.
An indictment 2013-983-A, charging the defendant Aaron Hernandez with murder. What say you, Madam Foreperson? Is the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
Madam Foreperson, by which theory or theories, deliberate premeditation and or extreme atrocity or cruelty?
Extreme atrocity or cruelty.
Mr. Hernandez, an indictment BRCR 2013.
The man who just signed a $40 million contract to play pro football.
All people keep saying is what a waste.
What a waste.
All people keep saying is what
and
a waste.
And it broke up his wife.
Just had a baby.
And sister.
Yeah.
It was his sister, his wife's sister. Boyfriend.
And so now they're sitting on opposite sides of the courtroom. But honestly, this seems like an easy verdict. But I read so many sports blogs leading up to this because anything could have happened that gave them the option of, you know, doing the charges murder in the second degree, which would have been probably more likely. So it's just a good job on the prosecution's case because they never found the murder weapon.
It was so circumstantial.
No weapon, no witness.
No witness that actually would get up there and, testify against him. So, I mean, obviously he did it. I mean, that's what we're all sitting here thinking with the evidence. But it's, that's and good. They did a good job.
This guy lived a double life, Kelly. I mean, this guy, he fooled a professional football team, a man who owns a team and who has to, talk to these kids and basically say, no, he's good enough to get $40 million from me. And
$40 million. And how many days later was he accused? Like, he signed the $40 million contract.
Later, the murder happened.
Signed the contract. Woo, things are good. I told our boss yesterday, if I got a beef with you about something, whatever it is, unless it's something, like, atrocious, like with my family or something, and somebody else gives me $40 million, I ain't got no beef with you anymore.
Yeah.
What it is? It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. I can forgive a lot.
He's a thug. The sentencing still has to go out. But with that verdict, the minimum is life in prison without parole. And now he's going to have to go to trial again since this came up, since he's been in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Another inmate revealed that he was told that Hernandez actually shot 2 people himself
murder.
In that drive-by at a bar in Boston before.
Why? Because he bumped into them and spilled his drink.
What is up with male egos?
Dude, it's a damn drink. Buy another one.
People get, they do it all the time. You disrespected me. Boom. No. And I don't get that mentality.
A life is not worth a spilt drink. Apparently to him it was.
But you see these stories and you hear about them all the time. And so anytime I bump into somebody, whether it's my bar or anybody else's bar, I'm always like, man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I over-apologize.
You never know, Al.
It doesn't make you a wuss. I mean, you could be saving your life.
Yeah.
I mean, I see that with certain men that I have had in my life. And if someone like Lou, road rage usually.
Right.
I'm like, don't react. Well, I could take care of him. He better have a gun. I'm like, no, I'm sitting here with you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, money can normally buy secrecy in a lot of situations, and I think that's why a lot of celebrities feel like they're untouchable. And this is a very interesting story having to do with being really rich.
Another verdict that came down.
Yes.
This is sports related again.
Yeah,
too.
It is.
So you remember former LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling.
Once the most hated man in America.
We
don't even talk about him anymore.
Yeah. He had this mistress, V. Siviano, that wore the visor and recorded phone conversations. I mean, she found herself, what we're learning, is probably the best sugar daddy in the entire world.
Because she said she never had to do anything for it.
She always stood by her side of the story that they were just friends. They were only friends. But, I mean, talk about a wife getting revenge on the mistress. And so Shelly is Donald Sterling's still wife,
right? Shelly's the wife.
Yeah, so Shelly sued V. Siviano for $3.6 million worth of stuff. She says that was our money that he was using to shower her with gifts, and I want it back. which $3.6 million to Shelley, who's a billionaire, is nothing.
It's the principal.
But it is everything to be Viciano. So, yeah, and this is what the court ruled.
Okay.
Viciano has been ordered to return $2.6 million in cash and property that was given to her. So
when I don't get
you,
this.
And this is an itemized list that they broke down. And I,
it's really
yesterday,
petty. Yes, but very petty.
Is it a gift, a gift? It's a.
She's claiming, though, that you used some of my money for it.
Right.
And this is where I have a problem with women. They always blame the other woman. They should. Her anger should be completely directed at Donald.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Donald Trump. Well, her issue was not as much the affair as that it was that she says Viciano's actions are wholly responsible for bringing down their business.
That's true. Which,
that's true.
So that's true.
Without her actions and, you know, revealing what a terrible racist man Donald Sterling is,
we'd still be sitting pretty.
They'd be owning the team. Yes.
It could be argued that his actions took down the team. But, you know, would we know about it had this...
He apparently had gotten away with it for a long time.
Right.
People just always shut their mouth. I still don't get her motivation for leaking it because she had it really good.
She had it made.
Yeah, and when you read these itemized things, like she really did have it good. So
I think she wanted the fame. Now, I think it has to do with fame.
If you remember, this is what V said she did for Donald Sterling.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm man.
Right-hand arm
She's
man.
The right-hand arm man.
Right-hand arm man.
Why didn't we not get T-shirts with I'm the right-hand arm man? We should have those T-shirts made at Cafe Press ASAP.
Whoa. Oh, I'm sorry.
Too late now.
I'm sorry, CEO. You have a right-hand man? Well, I have a right-hand arm man.
Right.
So,
well, V's basically giving her right arm and left arm and both legs back right now.
She's going to file an appeal. I mean, I just don't.
She can file an appeal. But, I mean, the court ruled this in Shelley's favor. So yesterday I reported that he had given her a $1.8 million Spanish-style duplex in Beverly Hills, $1.2 million in cash, a Ferrari, two Bentleys, and a Range Rover. I don't know why your mistress needs four cars.
Because you just want to buy her something.
Yeah.
You know, and there's only so many diamonds you can buy.
So those are the real heavy items. But, I mean, I don't even know how they found record of all of these things that were gifts. But, I mean, this comes down to $10,000 for two Chanel flat bags, a Cartier Love bracelet.
I want one of those.
What's a Cartier Love bracelet?
It's so stupid expensive, but I want one.
It's
just a little bangle. I don't know why. I see
$5,000.
Like $5,000. I'm never going to get one because it's too outlandish. But I see like Kendall Jenner wearing a stack of them.
Maybe you could become
Kylie. Kylie wears them.
Become Big Al's left foot leg man.
Will you get me a Cartier Love bracelet, Al?
Kelly.
Listen to some of these other things, though, because of course there's a lot of designer items like Louis Vuitton luggage, Manolo Blahnik shoes, dry cleaning, skincare things, and then we're getting down.
How can you return service with the money for the service?
$391 for an Easter bunny costume.
That's just petty.
Oh, that's
$354 for a birthday cake.
That's the one that they showed. Remember when she had the pictures with it when it was her birthday?
Yeah. $50 to $4.
And she was pretending to be like 22.
$299 for a two-speed blender. $140 for Kobe basketball sneakers.
He owns the Clippers and he buys a Lakers shoe.
$12 for a lace thong. And this is the real kicker. $1 for a donation to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital as part of a purchase at a CVS store.
Yeah, she just said, I'll go ahead and add $1. See, now that's just petty.
Yeah, that's very petty.
Hey, but you know what? To get revenge on a mistress, because the money does not matter to Shelley. She has tons of it.
Yeah.
It's more, I mean, how is she even going to be able to pay that back? I'm sure she spent it all.
I don't know. I just have a problem with women. Always they direct their anger in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
It should be at your husband who wasn't faithful to you and working on that. Yeah, the woman was there. If it wasn't her, it'd have been somebody else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, plus, aren't they trying to argue that Donald was mentally incompetent? If you're taking advantage of a mentally incompetent husband, I kind of get where you have to give it back.
That's different.
But if you've got a man willing to give you something, that's a gift.
I had a girl tell me that I used to date.
Uh-huh.
She said, why would you take a car from this guy that you just met? She goes, well, if he hadn't given it to me, he was probably going to give it to somebody else. So that's why I accepted this Mercedes from this guy.
Now,
a lot of these men, they don't require the actual, you know,
acts of
want the companionship. Al knows he's had clients who used to go to certain men's establishments. They would just sit there and talk
to
women and pay them lonely.
Money.
Well, this, Al, wasn't this girl dating you when she took the car?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a little, you know, I can see sort of both sides.
Yeah. Oh boy, I think Shelly
was probably fine with the affair. She knew what was going on. This girl sat next to her husband at basketball games.
But
I think it comes down to being really embarrassed. And she said, the team was like our child, and you took our child away from us.
When you're taking a car when you're dating somebody from another guy, you...
Well, I think we know that.
Are you? You should take it on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
Every situation is different.
Okay,
cool. It is.
If somebody wants to give me a car out of the kindness of their heart, if I take it, that makes me a hoe.
Are you going
to
dump Bill for it?
If I'm doing nothing for it, what if Bill's okay with it? I got a new car. This lovely man just wants to give me a car.
Proposal, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
Anyway.
Case-by-case basis, JC.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wake up, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday. Means we're close to Friday, and tonight's Kelly Raspberry's birthday party.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't forget, Beat the Bank in about 10 minutes. Kelly's Showbiz Top 5 in about an hour. What's the hot story so far?
Well, so far, we got to talk about the Dennis Quaid video. There's been another turn of events there. And also, Nick Loeb, the Onion Crunch King, former fiancé of Sofia Vergara, suing her for embryos. It's a deep topic, but we're going to try to... make light of it.
Come on, man.
It's a deep topic. We'll make light of it.
Going back to Kelly Raspberry's party, Big Al, you said that you almost ruined not only her party, but the wedding that we're having at your bar in May.
Yeah, if you don't know, we had a discussion about a wedding, and I said I wanted to have a wedding at my bar.
Yeah.
A lady heard it. She said, we'd love to get married at your bar.
Yeah. You regret that, Al?
Great. No. I'm looking forward to it. Kelly had the idea, why don't you call your friend Coolio to have him perform the wedding? I called Coolio.
I had an epiphany.
Yeah, I called him. He agreed. It's all good. So May 16th is the date of the wedding. Everything's set. All right? Now, there's one flaw in
I still have to lose a few pounds for the dress, Al, so it's not all set.
I know. Is she going to walk
a
down the
snug.
Aisle to this?
Possibly.
Yeah, Coolio song.
Now, there's one flaw in these two events. I'm planning. I'm kind of in charge of stuff.
What are you thinking?
Oh, Al.
Okay, so, and it's by design.
Because I have a way that I'm delegating.
I want to do it my way, I guess.
But
I don't know.
Everything's written down in your own head, right?
Yes. So, anyway, Kelly's birthday party is tonight, April 16th.
Thanks for the date.
I have a feeling I already know.
Oh, you do?
I called Coolio.
Oh, boy.
Sent him a text. I sent a text to his buddy, Jay, who's his manager and saxophone player. And I said, that's what I booked Coolio through. And so I said, Jay, are you guys available to do a wedding? I know this is a long story, but I'd like for Coolio to get ordained. Blah, 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 blah. May 16th. Spelled it out perfectly right there on the text message. It's on Kid TV. I think we might be able to put that up. Anyway, so he said, yes, we're available.
That was the original.
That was the original thing.
Okay.
Okay? So now I've got him locked in. I've done stuff with Coolio two or three times, so it wasn't like a big thing where I have to get a contract right then. So a couple of weeks later, he said, hey, let's go ahead and lock this in on paper. I was like, cool, no problem. I sent him half of his money. I signed the contract and everything. Everything's all good, right?
Right.
So fast forward, I'm planning Kelly's birthday party, and I'm getting Naughty by Nature. I've got all this stuff in my head, right?
Uh-huh.
So yesterday, I get a text message from Jay, Coolio's manager. He goes, hey, man, I haven't got any flight information or anything, and we're coming tomorrow, so what's up?
April 16th.
April 16th. I said...
Oh.
No, I did not do. Please tell me I did not. I scrolled back in my text messages. I said, no. I said, I'm right. It's April 16th.
May
16th. I spelled it out right there. Jay sent me a copy of the contract.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
On the contract.
Oh, wow.
I filled it out and I put April 16th.
Oh,
wow. Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
So?
Oh, God. Wow. So we're going to have Coolio tonight, too? Coolio on the set. Yeah.
And Coolio's like, somebody's getting married up in here tonight.
Yeah. Oh, Kelly. Kelly and
Bill. Bill, telling us to go ahead.
It's meant to be.
Maybe.
The one guy who doesn't want it to happen accidentally made it happen.
I have been stressing out.
Big Al.
Writing in my blog every day. I know I'm going to screw something up. I don't know what it is.
It's a big thing to screw up.
But something, I just have a feeling. I don't know what it is. But everything's...
But you know, the thing is Coolio probably also turned down other opportunities to make money,
sure,
thinking he was booked on April 16th.
Is he booked now with his schedule? Is he booked for May?
I said, no, dog. It's May 16th. I couldn't argue the contract. He showed me the contract, sent me a picture of it. But I couldn't even say, okay, I said May 16th. I put on the contract April 16th.
So you have to pay him for both dates?
No. So he said, I just said, man, I'm getting old. My bad.
You pleaded old and my bad? That's great, Al.
I said, my bad.
Sympathy.
Yeah.
You're available May 16th, right? See, yeah. Okay. Yes. So I'm like.
You should send him a courtesy something.
You should.
So, you should give him a little something because you don't know.
Yeah, stupid.
Disaster is averted.
It is averted, but.
Disaster is averted. Wow. Coolio is still coming on May 16th.
Jeez,
Naughty by Nature is still coming tonight. And Flavor Flav, tickets still available at themattonline.com.
Do you have any available? You've been giving them out left and right. What's the fire code up in here?
Yeah.
He ain't giving them out.
How many
selling
does your bar hold?
Enough?
I'm just curious.
We can put some bodies up in Nick's studio.
We can put some bodies up there.
Yeah.
It's up on the wall. It's supposed to
be.
It's like 200 maybe, less?
Kelly, you need to go. Hush.
Just asking.
Everybody knows we can hold it. It's fine. We're going to have a good time.
I can't wait to
see how this all comes together. And the artist dressing room and the VIP room and all of that.
Everything's fine. My boy Al got
this. Like a porta potty for their dressing room?
There's no porta potty in the dressing room.
I went to a wedding once where they had porta potties, but these were nicer than the bathrooms in my home.
I've had those.
You can get those.
We will. Yeah. All right, we could keep talking about bathrooms.
I could talk all day about bathrooms.
Nick, is R5 ready to go?
Yeah, we got R5 on the phone ready to go.
Oh, okay.
Ross?
What?
He can't make it. He has to leave.
Austin Moon's not here.
Are you kidding me?
Bye, Ross.
Bye, Ross.
Bye, Ross.
Yeah, he's got to go pay the bills.
We understand.
He says he loves you, though.
We understand.
Like, does he even have to work? It's the last season, you know? Like,
it is?
Yeah, whatever. It's like the last year of school. It's like the last year of high school. I don't show up. Yeah.
Okay, I was not aware this is the last season of Austin and Allie. My daughter's going to be devastated.
Riker, Rydell, and Ratliff from R5 are joining us. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Everybody's busy. R3. Nobody seems to be busier than Riker, in my opinion, and he managed to show up.
That's what I'm saying. I'm here. What's the deal?
What's going on?
No, you know what? Rocky has been producing our new album sometime last night, so he was extremely exhausted, and he's got to wake up and do it all, keep working.
Yeah.
So we're like, it's all good, man. You take a chill. Uh-huh. And Ross just had to leave to go to work for Austin and Allie.
Riker, you're just coming off the most incredible performance Monday night when you got to be Captain Jack Sparrow. Are you still riding that high this morning?
You know what? A little bit. I'm such a huge Pirates fan, and to be Jack Sparrow, to be Captain Jack Sparrow.
You really embodied him.
It was like the coolest thing ever. You know what I mean? It's like a little kid wanting to be a superhero. It was like a whole new level for me, and I had so much fun.
I thought you were Derek Huff when you were dancing.
Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, that's how good you were, bro.
That's definitely a compliment.
You got to really explore your acting talents. I don't know now, all the siblings, I know Ross being on Austin and Allie, but have you all acted as well as done the band thing?
Yeah, the whole band kind of acted as, you know, kids and on and off sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
here and there,
Rocky actually is like rumored to be in a movie. I think they're still trying to work it out, but it's possible that Rocky's doing a movie pretty soon.
Yeah. Now, Ratliff, did you get lucky to join the band because your last name started with an R?
We had to figure that out. We were like, is his name going to be wrong? Like, are we going to change his name?
Yeah, because we wanted to keep R5 because we've been R5.
Because it can't be R4. You know, plus
E. R5E.
Let's give him a new name, like Ronnie. Yeah. Richard, and we're like, oh, his last name is Ratliff. Duh.
I just go by Ratliff, which is a very sexy name. Yeah. You know, has the word rat in it. Very cool.
That makes you kind of the bad boy automatically of the band. Or is there a bad guy or girl in the band? Who's the naughty one?
Rocky has like the cool bad.
He has the long hair and the tattoos. That's what makes him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, aside from that,
and he's like the guitar player.
Aside from that, he's just like that dude.
Right. Yeah. We're chatting with the band R5. Rydell, what's it like being in a band with a bunch of dudes?
Stinky boys.
Doesn't it suck?
Stinky.
No, actually, it's awesome. I'd rather be in a band with boys than a bunch of chicks because they're probably nuts.
Yeah, I mean, growing up with boys, you're probably a really great guy's girl.
Yeah, and I'm just used to it, you know? I'm just used to being with the boys all the time.
She's one of the dudes.
What's the most manly thing you do, Rydell?
Football.
Football, maybe.
Football.
Yeah.
And she could beat me in an arm wrestle.
Oh my gosh, I could beat them all up. That's for sure.
Well, hey, violence.
Oh,
violence.
Can you still beat everybody in an arm wrestle though?
I bet I could beat you, Riker.
Let's find out.
If this wasn't radio, we'd put you to the challenge right now.
Yeah. Rydell, do you have groupies as well?
Like guy groupies?
Groupies. Male groupies?
Yeah.
I have a few girl groupies and guy groupies, especially in Europe. Actually, I have a lot of guy groupies.
Yeah, we always have like guys come into the meet and greet in Europe, and we're like, oh, we know it.
A lot of British men. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Well, they're either there for Ross or Rydell. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's confusing.
Yeah. Riker, you guys have R5 all day, all night in theaters only for tonight.
That's exciting. It's a one night only. So if you miss it, I mean, the theater experience, you're out of luck.
Right.
Yeah. It's literally tonight only. So you got to get out to your theaters and go check it out. We got to screen it a couple weeks ago, and it's actually really awesome. We're so excited about it.
You guys are doing concert footage, exclusive interviews. So it's basically like a day in the life with R5, right?
Exactly. Oh. Yes.
Is there any cursing and stuff in it?
If there is, it might be bleeps, because I believe it's rated PG.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe like a hell here and there.
What the heck? Yeah. Oh, darn.
What the heck? Hey, you guys, Ross is not here because he's filming Austin.
Yeah, but we can answer for him anyway.
Yeah. Just change your voice.
We know what he'll say.
He posted a picture on Instagram of the old van and captioned it, "Should we buy this?" Did you guys end up buying it?
Oh, yeah. We didn't end up buying it. I think it's still down around our house, so we might buy it. We need a car to go surfing and put our surfboards in because we don't have that. Okay, here's the deal. Rocky has really bad luck. He bought a BMW like from some like Craigslist.
From like 2000.
And it was the worst idea he's ever had. he spent so much money on it, so he had a bad taste in his mouth about that kind of thing. So
right.
I think that's why they're like, yeah, maybe not. And it's a stick shift, so we have no idea how to do that.
Oh, somebody can learn it. Rydell, you can learn that.
Maybe.
You got that, Rydell.
I miss driving a stick. It's fun.
I'll take care of it, boys.
Yeah. Get out of the way and let Rydell do everything, guys.
Well, it's a one-night-only performance, this documentary, and you can get tickets at fathomevents.com. I do that rather than risk showing up at the box office. They're probably going to sell out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And your summer tour, the Sometimes Last Night U.S. Summer Tour, kicks off July 7th. You guys are super-duper busy.
Yeah, we're all over the place, but I mean, I can't even tell you how excited we are. I mean, the tour and then the album coming out July 10th.
Uh-huh.
We're literally like so excited, and we've already started planning ideas for the tour and just started brainstorming. It's going to be so fun. You definitely want to come see us on tour.
Absolutely. And I don't know if I want Riker to answer this one because I feel like he'll lie to me. So, Rydell, will you answer this for us? Is your brother dating his dance partner, Allison? Because there's a rumor out there. Thank you.
No, actually, she is happily married with a child.
Well, you better not be, or else.
JC's trying to start. JC's just trying to start a rumor.
Trying to get some.
Riker, clearly, I did not research your dance partner.
We just want to get some scoop. We wanted some R5 scoop, so they may be quoting the King Craddock Morning Show.
Well, R5 all day, all night in theaters tonight. Only.
If you want to find out anything about the upcoming tour, where can the fans go?
R5rocks.com. And actually, if you go and pre-order the album right now, you can get tickets today.
Before anybody else who didn't do that.
And they come out tomorrow, April 17th, the regular tickets. So you can get them a day before if you go right now.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
See, there's some scoop right there, JC. You got your scoop. You didn't get the scandalous affair, but you got the scoop.
Don't think that's going to make us weekly.
No, it's not. All right, well, that's R5 for you guys right there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Yay.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Pod them down real quick. Might get onto the next radio interview. We don't want that. Or do we? Pod it back up and get on the next radio interview with R5?
Right.
I don't know about that. Make sure you vote for Riker on Dancing with the Stars, by the way. He's doing really good.
He did do really great.
Let's play Beat the Bank. We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is your shot at winning up to $1,000, depending on how much you want to gamble.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Beat the Bank.
Yeah, let's open up that bank vault. And let's meet the person we're going to throw and beat the bank vault. Jody Moraine, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I feel like I mispronounced your last name.
It's Jody Morin.
Morin. Oh, Morin. I was close. Morin. Morin.
Not too bad. Hi, Jody. Tell us about you.
Yeah, what's going on, Jody?
I'm on my way to drop my son off at school. He's in eighth grade.
Okay.
So we're really excited to be able to talk to y'all. Listen to y'all for years.
So he's in the car with you?
Yes, he's in the car with me.
I can't tell you how many, when I go out now, the kids love this game so much. They want their parents to call in and play because you have to be a certain age to win these right. contests. And
yeah,
the kids are so excited. Right. What's his name?
His name is Jacob.
Good morning,
what's up, Jacob?
Jacob.
What's up, Jacob?
Jake.
Good morning to you. He says good morning.
Does Jacob have a number in mind, Jody?
Y'all know if you have a number in mind.
Y'all haven't discussed it?
He wants me to win it all.
Okay. Oh!
So he's a gambler.
Come on,
you know what? Yeah. Jody, it's good he's feeling that way because we haven't had a $1,000 winner in a while.
Yeah.
So let's try and get there today.
I know. That would be so exciting.
Wouldn't it? Do you know the rules, Jody?
I do. I know the rules.
Okay.
I listen every morning.
Well, Jenna's going to tell you the rules anyways because,
case. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, Jody, okay. So we're going to put you in our bank vault right now. And as that door starts to close, all these numbers are going to be thrown at you and they're going to be steadily increasing. And we want you to yell stop as soon as you hear a number that you want. But if you don't yell stop before that bank door closes on you, you get nothing.
Well said, Jenna.
Oh, no.
Well said. Oh. That's pretty good.
Got it out. Wanted a golf
ball. Got it out. Jody, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Your son wants you to gamble. We'll see how you do.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's play.
I'm going to try.
Beat the bank.
$230.
Oh, okay.
Nice little scooter.
Take your time next
time. Yeah.
Scooter for Jacob.
$260. $310.
Nice dress.
I have a PS4.
$350. $500. $520. $600.
I know, I can't stand it either. I can't handle it. I know, it makes me too nervous.
I know you wanted to gamble, but you walked away with 6 brand new crisp $100 bills.
Even.
Thank you so much.
What are you going to do with the money, Jody?
I think I'm going to buy me and my son something.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey.
Why not? Was he the one that wanted you to stop, or was it you? I couldn't hear.
Yeah, he said to stop. I think he got a little nervous.
It's too nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Ask Jacob if he just wants to see how high it would go just for fun.
He said, do you want to see how high it would go just for fun? He said, oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
here
yeah?
we go.
Okay,
let's see.
He wanted you to gamble.
Mm-hmm. 620.
I just had a feeling.
1,000.
Jody!
Jacob
that
was
never
right.
Happened. That
Jacob
big of a
was
job.
Right. Jacob was right.
You're two numbers away from getting to 1,000.
And he got panicky
yeah,
too. Blame somebody.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so excited to talk to you all. Y'all are awesome. Y'all make our morning every morning.
Oh, Jody, thank you so much for having your son listen to us as well. Starting him young.
Absolutely. Y'all are great.
Woo. I'm nervous.
I know. Oh,
I mean,
man.
It's over, but I'm still nervous.
Jody, you enjoy that $600, okay?
Okay, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Tell Jacob to have a good day at school.
Yep, do your homework.
Have a good day.
Do your homework. Right. Don't flirt with the girls too much.
Okay.
Definitely flirt with the girls. Absolutely, Jacob. Oh, man.
Hey, $600 is great.
Right? I know, it's great.
I'd kill to have $600 right now. I went to the
Don't
deli.
Kill. That's a little bit extreme.
I went to the deli a while ago. It was $4.59, what I got, fritos and watermelon.
I
like
Breakfast
that.
Of Champions.
I like that combination.
Did you get me a bottle of water?
I didn't. I had $4. I didn't have enough money to pay.
Okay.
So
we should have a tab at the deli, honestly.
They'll let you go.
Oh, by the way.
They'll let you go.
Yesterday, I go to the deli, and Jenna goes, can you get me a water?
Yeah, sure.
And now, he said, sure.
I said, sure, and I did.
Yeah.
I got her water, and I brought
I'm
it right
so
over here.
Thirsty.
And then what happened now?
I brought it right over here, and I started eating whatever it was that I bought to eat. I think it was a bacon, egg, cheese on wheat, on croissant. And then I opened up the water and said, I want to wash it down. And so Jenna goes, did you get my water? I'm like, Yep.
I'm drinking it. My bad.
I'm drinking it right now.
I'm still dehydrated because of that.
I should
that.
Have got your water when I went there.
Exactly. Wow. That's why I asked. Yeah.
Jody just won $600. If you didn't get in this hour, we're going to play Beat the Bank again coming up in 40 minutes.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Another shot at winning up to $1,000.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed it, Jody Moraine just won $600 with Beat the Bank, but it could have been $1,000.
Yep.
We're going to play again in 30 minutes, give you your shot. It's also Kelly Raspberry's birthday party night tonight.
Yes. Yeah. Do you love it, Al?
I love
it. Who got you? Al's wearing a clock like Flavor Flav.
Janine is our makeup artist for Dish Nation, and Al said he, you know, obviously wants a clock like Flavor Flav, and she's very talented.
Yeah.
Who knew she was this talented?
That's great.
She made that by hand.
She blinged up this clock. And if you're watching Kid TV, you can see it right now. I'm wearing it around my neck. It has a yellow chain, plastic chain. It's a red-ish clock with my picture as the background inside the clock. And it says Big Al Mac around instead of the numbers around
and
the perimeter.
And your glasses are what?
The glasses are the second hand. Glasses are moving every... It is
She's so creative. It's
cool.
Wonderful.
My mother's a retired.
Retired.
retired art teacher. She would
now
love
you know
it.
How I felt when Martin Luther King Jr. made trade.
What'd you call your mama?
Right?
It's so cool. It's look at all the little cool. rhinestones.
I love the glasses.
And stuff.
Hey, she told me she was going to do that, and I didn't say I'm going to spoil the surprise. Isn't that neat?
It is so cool.
We'll take a picture of it. We'll post it at kidnation.com. Yeah. And also, we'll have the R5 interview we did earlier with them on up there. So if you missed it, you could listen to the R5 interview. And our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Because Kelly's Girl Power Week continues.
I know. This is just a random week for this stuff. But it's interesting. And I know a lot of people have seen this story in the news and on Facebook. And if you have an opinion one way or the other, maybe you agree with this woman and you can explain it better than I can repeating, you know, news articles.
It has to do with our girl.
Hillary, yeah. Hillary Clinton announced this weekend.
Yeah.
Running for president again.
I know. There we go.
This is from 4 years ago, or 8 years
eight
ago.
Years ago
106,
yeah.
Because he's only 2 years in, yeah.
Hopefully they change the lyrics.
I think they'll come up with something.
Maybe get like...
But, you know, a lot of people have an opinion on Hillary Clinton. They love her. They hate her. Uh-huh. Some people just don't have an opinion at all. But here's my problem is if you have an opinion, it doesn't mean you should get death threats. And this woman has been blasted. It's been pretty ugly for her. But her name is Cheryl Rios, and she's the CEO of this Dallas marketing and PR firm. It's called Go 8 Marketing. And she decided to post her opinion online. And when you do that, you open yourself up to support, mm-hmm. and you open yourself up apparently to death threats and criticism. Because what she wrote is... If Hillary Clinton is elected president, first of all, she'll move to Canada. We have celebrities and people saying that all the time. Whoever's running, I'm moving, leaving the country.
That's what this.
But she went
CEO
a little further.
Said.
Yeah, she said that. But she went a little further. She says that a woman, not just Hillary Clinton, but a woman in general, should never be president because we are built differently than men. We have hormones.
Do our boobs get in the way of our swing? Like
no,
what?
It's not that. It's just it's all about our demeanor, our temperament, our hormones. And she said it's also based on sound biblical reasoning.
Okay.
She said on her post, with the hormones we have, there is no way a woman should be able to start a war. She said, yes, I run my own business and I love it. She's a CEO. I mean, she's a powerful woman.
Right.
She said, I love it and I am great at it, but that is not the same as being the president. That should be left to a man, a good, strong, honorable man.
Oof.
Cheryl Rios said she supports equal rights, but she said there is an old biblical sound reasoning why a woman shouldn't be president. She perhaps should have referenced that verse in the Bible because she did not explain where this came from. But I do know a lot of religions don't believe women should have positions of authority in the church.
Uh-huh. I do.
A lot of religions believe that. They say they get that based on some verses in the Bible.
Yeah.
But, you know, so she got a lot of criticism.
Uh-huh.
This was blowing up on Facebook. So she went on her Twitter to defend herself. I mean, she's not changing her opinion like
that,
some people do.
And that always works when you go on Twitter.
But she wants to explain.
Okay.
In this great country, we are allowed our own opinions. That is true.
True.
Mine may be something you don't agree with, and so be it. I am old-fashioned, I am Christian, and believe what I have said. So she's not backing down, but she said, with that, please stop the nastiness, as it wasn't meant in that light.
This is the thing. That opinion doesn't surprise me with everyone. I mean, that's not how I feel. That wouldn't be my reason for voting for or against someone. I don't think we should have a woman. But as a female CEO, you're in a position
you're
of power.
Leader.
You are the leader. So you're technically the president, you know, and that's what Hillary would be.
She's not declaring war. I guess she feels like women have too many mothering sensibilities and we're too emotional that I'm just speaking. She's not here.
Yeah.
I'm saying because of her hormones, she's thinking that when it comes time to make a really tough decision, we can't take our emotions out of it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have to make the collateral damage decision.
That's what advisors are for. I mean, I think the president has less power than people think.
You just don't hit a button and the war starts when you're president. I mean, but it's like, these jokes are going to be made. You know, SNL is going to make the jokes. They're going to say, you know, we might start a war for something our country did 20 years ago. It's jokes. But when you adamantly believe a woman should not be president and you're a woman and CEO of a company.
That's what's not computing.
Right. Yeah.
I can see it being a woman who has lived a life of subservience to the man in her house. Mm-hmm. And that's the way she was raised to believe. And there are a lot of women like that. And they don't feel like they are abused or anything. They love to live a life of service. But to have a CEO, I think that's the shocking thing.
Yeah.
Come out and say we should not be in that position of power.
Molly, you agree with that whole CEO mentality, right?
Oh, definitely. I grew up being, you know, swamped by Christianity. So I disagree with where she's coming from as far as that being a religious belief for certain people. But as being a CEO, you're in charge of men. Are you saying you're not actually enable to control your emotions to control the men in your company?
Right.
So if so, why are you a CEO? It's kind of a double standard where you can run a country, but you can't run a company.
Yeah.
Or you can run a company, but you can't run a country.
But you understand the thought process because you grew up in the real strict Christian.
Yeah.
I can't think. I should have maybe Googled the verses that say women shouldn't be in positions of power.
Molly, your blinker's on.
Molly, is your blinker on?
Yes.
Okay. You turning right or left?
Oh, Al.
Are you making a
Campbell?
Are you making a left? Okay.
Near George Bush.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
Cool.
If turning left, near George Bush.
Huh. How fitting. Thank you, Molly. Have a great day.
Is this just maybe like a marketing ploy? She runs a marketing company? Like she just wants to get the name out there?
When you put something out there that controversial, I mean, you're running the risk that's damaging your business.
For sure.
But I'm sure there are a lot of people that agree with her.
But I would just think if she's a CEO of a company that does PR for a living, she should know that when it comes to political matters, you're probably best off not speaking out about it for your business.
But you know what? If she can spin this positively, she could show other companies who put foot in mouth sometimes, look how I came out smelling like a rose after this big gaffe. I did it for myself. I can do it for you.
Callie makes a good point. Callie, how you doing this morning?
Yes. I'm good. How are you?
So what do you believe?
I believe that if people, especially men, expect us women to run a household, then why can't we run a country?
You know what? You make a very valid point.
I don't see why we should. I mean, Margaret Thatcher, I mean, did anybody criticize her in the way she ran things over in England? Why can't we have that in America?
And you also have to remember that I'm pretty sure one of our presidents, I think it was FDR, like, his wife pretty much had to make all decisions because he was becoming handicapped.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, Eleanor was doing it.
I think a lot of women behind the men are extremely powerful and have more influence on the president than you'd like to know. But, yeah, I mean, Nancy Reagan was a very strong force behind her husband's decisions.
Michelle Obama has been a pretty
Hillary,
strong
obviously.
Force.
Hillary,
obviously.
Right.
Thank you, Callie.
It's so not personal is what the woman's opinion is. You know what I mean? Like, I would understand if she's like, I'm not for Hillary Clinton. She
it's women
stand
in general.
By what I believe in. She's too liberal or she's too whatever. And this woman's very religious. But to just be a blanket statement, like a woman shouldn't be president.
Yeah, I was reading another article, just kind of skimmed
so
it. We have to read so many things. But another woman wrote on a different website that I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton and I'm not going to vote for her. Just a woman shouldn't vote for a woman just because she's a woman.
Right.
Vote because you believe in her.
I'm not saying a woman shouldn't be president. I'm saying Hillary Clinton shouldn't be president. That was her position.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to vote for her
because she's a woman.
Based on, you know, your fundamental beliefs. That makes more sense.
You should do
that
it based on who's
educated.
The best person for the country. Male, female, black, white, Hispanic. I mean, that's coming.
Shout out.
Changes are coming. But
Like, I wouldn't want to work for that woman at that company. if I was working for
No,
her.
You know what?
Because it makes her sound so ignorant.
I feel exactly the opposite. I think just the fact that she has an opinion.
And stands behind it no matter what.
I would want to work for that because she's going to fight for what she believes in. So I really respect her not only having that belief, but being able to come out and express it, not being afraid.
I don't know why you would put that out.
Yeah.
Why would you open that can of worms?
Because you know it's not going to be favorably looked at by everybody else.
She doesn't seem that convicted. Yeah, where's her conviction? What is it? Just because it's in the Bible?
And she's hot. I'm friends with her on Facebook.
She is a good-looking lady.
Yeah. She's maybe a listener of the show. Maybe she'd like to call in. That's fine.
Call her, Cheryl.
I just don't know. I'm trying to think. Because I do know I grew up in a church where it was really shocking, if you went to another church and there was a woman deacon, we were freaked out. My best friend Tommy Jean served as a deacon, and she grew up in the same church I did. But, you get older, your beliefs kind of bend a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the book was written about 3,000 years ago, so,
it's more than just a book.
I know, I'm just saying, but some things have changed a little bit. Now, I don't know much about the science and with the hormones and stuff, but Hillary's in her 60s, right? So I'm sure she's maybe gone through menopause. Do you still?
Oh!
No, this is an honest guy question.
Okay.
This is a guy question. I don't know. Now, so, do you still get
I have not been through menopause. Uh-huh. I can ask some of my post-menopausal friends for you if you'd like.
What are you asking? I mean, I see what you're asking.
I know, Jerry Ann. I see you blowing me up.
It's normally that she needs estrogen.
Right.
The older you get.
So you don't have those emotional fits that
you do.
You do.
I don't know. Hillary's just going to be getting really hot in the White House all the time. Someone turn the air down.
Can you imagine the electric bill?
Everyone has to wear parkas around the White House.
Cheryl, if you're listening, give us a call. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Happy to talk to you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
There you go, Al. My man. Beat the bank. You keep that up. Naughty by Nature is going to bring you up tonight at Kelly's birthday party. Jody won $600 earlier, an hour ago. Let's see how much we can give away this hour. Elaine Curtis, how you doing this morning?
Oh, my God. I can't believe that I'm on here.
Slow down.
Breathe,
baby.
Elaine Curtis, what are you doing right now?
I'm at work, so I'm trying not to be too loud.
Oh, where do you work?
Where do I work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or what kind of business is it, if you can't say?
Well, I'm a nurse. I work at the University of Missouri Hospital and Clinics.
Wonderful.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
That's a good deal right there.
I'd love for a nurse to win a lot of money today. That'd be great.
How does it feel to share the name of my dog?
Oh, share the name with your dog?
Yeah, my dog's name is Curtis.
Oh, well, I don't go by Curtis. I go by my first name, so...
So she has no feeling whatsoever, Al.
Oh, Elaine, when Al gives up the dog, Curtis, you can adopt him, and your dog's name would be Curtis.
yeah, that's true, but no, I have a dog. I'm good, thanks.
She'd rather have the money.
Yeah. Did you hear our last contestant play this morning?
I did. I listen every morning. I had 5 phones going all at once, trying to get through.
Oh,
the banker went all the way up to 1,000. It was a shocker, but she stopped at 600. Yeah. So I don't know what it's... We never know what it's going to do.
Yeah.
You got a number in mind, Elaine?
I don't know.
Oh, I like that.
You have to go with your gut.
You got to go with your gut.
You do.
I'm
all right,
so nervous. I'm shaking.
Take a deep breath. We're going to throw you in the vault. You're going to hear numbers thrown at you. Mm. When you hear the right amount that you like, you say stop.
Stop.
It's that simple. You got it, Elaine?
I got it.
You got it. All right. Let's play. Beat the bank.
$100. $150. $190. $240. $280. $320. $370. $400. $450.
Oh, God, stop.
$150, she had enough.
Too much.
Elaine had enough. People.
All right, Elaine, we got you $450, girlfriend.
What are you going to do with that money, Elaine?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. I'd maybe go on a weekend getaway. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Do you have an Elaine dance, by the way?
No, I could make one up.
You should.
All right, go ahead and do it right now. We'll wait.
Yeah, do your celebration dance.
Oh, wow. A dance with sound effects.
Elaine, congratulations. You won $450. Would you like to hear how high it goes?
Oh, I suppose.
And we all have that curiosity, right?
I guess.
All right, let's see how high it goes.
$590.
Nah.
Oh, man.
$730.
Oh, my God, I'm sick.
Oh, well, you're a nurse. You take care.
$760.
Oh, Lord.
$820.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh. Okay, feel a little bit better now that you heard when it would close?
Yeah.
Hey, you still got $450, girl.
It's a lot more money you had this morning.
Exactly, Elaine. Well, you enjoy your money, okay? And you take that trip you deserve.
I just love you guys so much.
Love you too, Elaine.
You have a wonderful day at work today, Elaine. Hold on for us, okay?
Okay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed it, Elaine Curtis just won $450 with Beat the Bank. How much could it have been now?
$820, dog.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to get it right. But we have a former contestant on the phone. Do you mind if we talk to you for a minute, Christine Kurtz?
I don't mind.
Well, the reason
Kurt is like racing. It's crazy.
Oh, what were you doing before we called?
I'm on the computer trying to catch up on some stuff.
People's memory, you won on Beat the Bank, about a week or so ago, and you're a stay-at-home mom, three kids, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're doing a Where Are They Now? Beat the Bank edition.
Christine, your friend, Ann Howard.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, she sent me a message on Facebook, and I just had to, in case she didn't tell you she did this, I wanted to let you know what she said. She said, I have to brag on my friend Christine. She won $700 today on Beat the Bank. So she wrote this a few days ago, and I'm just seeing it. Sorry. Yeah. She decided to pay it forward. She and her girls went into Babies R Us and paid off a few ladies' layaway plans. They were paying down pack and plays and a double stroller. Chris figured she didn't earn it and was happy that three families will benefit from the good luck today.
Yay.
That is incredible.
That's great.
Christine, that's so cool.
How did you get the idea to do that?
You know, it was so fun to win. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was so fun. But it didn't feel right, honestly. So I'm like, well, what can I do? And then I had heard about just a guy that at Christmas time, he does it to his arrest, just pays off people's layaway plans there at Christmas time. So I'm like, that is so cool. So anyway, I thought it was a good teaching moment for my girls, too. So I picked them up from school, and I'm like, I called, and I'm like, there's a few people that have a few things they're trying to pay off. And so anyway, they were like, okay. So we were happy to do that. I'm just, you know, I think in my mind, I'm like, I wonder. Like, I always like to kind of think about their smiles. Or like, what?
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Because you never even met these people. You just went and paid them off.
I guarantee you, there's nothing better than finding out that somebody took care of something for you, especially if you didn't have the money at the time to purchase this stuff.
But here'd be me. What's the catch? what do I gotta do?
Wait, someone paid for this?
Why'd they pick me?
I love that you did this, honestly, because I didn't even know that this was an option. And I knew around the holidays people did it, but it kind of opened a whole new, like, mental giving door for me when I'm looking for things to do and give back. I never even thought that I could go to a Babies R Us and pay off someone's layaway. And it's so much more direct, even though you're not going to meet them. So thank you, because I think that's going to inspire a lot of people to do the same kind of thing.
I got a second lien on a rental house if you still feel like giving.
I mean, just people are going through hard times and something like that. You know, I think people are trying to just take care of their kids. And, you know it's not going to something that's not good for them.
Well, listen.
Is it pretty easy for you to find babysitters?
Like at the last minute?
We have some great girls that live across the street, and they're in high school, and our oldest one is a very responsible 11-year-old.
Yeah, but she might not be really responsible for late night babysitting.
Right.
Okay.
She may need help.
Okay.
Where we're going with this is, if you can get that young lady or some young lady to watch your kids tonight, I would like to invite you and a couple of friends of yours, your girlfriends, husband, whatever, to come to Kelly Raspberry's birthday party tonight.
Oh my God.
going to say that.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Oh, my God.
And, yeah. And Christine.
Are you kidding? My husband would love to do that.
Okay,
he's
good.
A big Flava Flay fan, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. And Naughty by Nature. Yeah. Now,
yeah.
Christine.
Yeah, Naughty by Nature. Who else?
Spinderella.
No way.
Yeah. And Christine, I don't know if you could get an overnight sitter. We'll even make it a nice little staycation, and we'll get you a hotel
Stop
room.
It.
So you guys could stay down there by the bar.
Yeah, so you don't have to drive home.
Yeah, you don't have to drive home. Yeah. We'll get you a room somewhere, okay?
You paid it forward, so we want to reward you because you didn't know we were going to find out about this through your friend Ann. So
that
we
is crazy.
Yeah, so you
That's
get to work
crazy.
On finding a sitter, and if you can
well,
make that happen,
you guys,
yeah, we'll be there. It's my birthday party.
Kelly stays behind. Kelly's going to stay behind a velvet rope.
You can meet the rest
photos.
Of us.
You can take photos up of her, but not with her.
Yeah, you can meet Naughty by Nature and Flavor Spinderella, but you'll never get a chance to meet Kelly.
Let me rephrase this, Christine. You're not going to meet Kelly. You're going to meet Five Drink Kelly.
Oh Lord, help me. Yes,
there.
Bill will be there.
Know.
Yes.
So, I know we're going by a real name now. But,
that's right.
Well, that's
Very
awesome.
Happy for your happiness. Too.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And you know, today is actually our 2 month anniversary.
That's nice.
We first went out on February 16th, and now it's April 16th.
God.
So officially, it's 2 months.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've been following. That's awesome.
You can't help but follow.
All right, Christine, get working on that babysitter, and we'll get you all set up.
That is so cool. Thank you. I heard you invited Patricia Arquette, too.
Yes.
We'll see if she shows.
She's on the list. She's on the list.
She said maybe.
I think it's a real possibility.
Well, you guys have a great day, and we'll work on that sitter.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Hey.
We'll be in touch with you. I'll put your – well, we'll work all the details out off the air, okay?
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you for being awesome, Christine.
Setting a good example.
You guys are awesome.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.